Paragraph Gimel, Aval mi she'enoi mechaber umekasher hoylam hazab hoylam haba, whereas a person who does not attach this physical world to any future world, they don't think, ve'enoi mashgiach ala tachles achroin, they're not thinking about the real future, ve'enoi mechaven b'chol drochov b'shvil ahasig atachles achroin, and their intention in everything they do in life is not to be able to get to that ultimate place, to get to Olam Haba, azai einoi zoche le'etza shleima. That person will not see clearly. That person will not be able to have the proper decision-making process. Ki kishemafrid ho'olam hazeh me'atachlis, because when a person separates this physical world from Olam Haba, from Hashem, azai etzoysov tomid chalukos l'shtayim, then that person always has this problem, this split decision. That person always has this situation where he doesn't know what to do. He sees two and he can't really tell which one is right. Ve'eino yochel loses shum etzel l'nafshoi. He has no ability at all to make the right decisions for himself. Ki ho'olam hazeh hu olam ha'pirud. Because the Sifrei Kabbalah and the Sifrei Hasidus all tell us this world is called Alma de Peruda. Here there's separation. In this world, again, there's good and bad, right and wrong. There's all kind. Ve'ein shom shum eitzah shlema. And therefore, in the physical world alone, no matter how much you study of secular wisdom, for example, personal study science, personal study medicine, a doctor will study medicine without Torah. He'll study just medicine alone as a standalone wisdom, you know, based on all the studies of human beings in this world. Within that unit, he still won't be able to have Eitzah Shleima. He won't necessarily be able to diagnose. He'll see something, and this could be this or could be that. How's he supposed to figure out which it is? Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. What's he supposed to do? Or in terms of medicines, there are two medicines. Which one should I prescribe? This one has side effects, this one. Which one is going to affect the person better in this particular circumstance? The body, the human body is so complicated. You know, anybody who studies it, the eye alone, there's thousands of books written just on the human eye explaining all the intricacies and everything. How in the world can a person, just with physical, with Gashmi knowledge alone, be able to have clarity to be able to diagnose correctly and to be able to prescribe correctly? So he says, a person who detaches Olam Hazeh from Olam Haba, from Hashem, that person can't possibly have Eitzah Shlema. Because that person's intentions are not l'shem shamayim, are not for that ultimate goal. As the pasuk says, "Ein etza ve'ein chochma ve'ein tvuna leneged Hashem." When a person is leneged Hashem, when a person opposes Hashem, or he's not connecting to Hashem, then ein etza ve'ein chochma ve'ein tvuna. Where is he supposed to get it from? Hashem is the mekor of chochma, the mekor of etzah. Ki be'ezet derech sheyisnai, because whatever path he chooses, oiloi v'oilo nafshoi, woe is to him. Whatever choice he makes, it's going to be a wrong choice. It's not going to be successful. L'moshel, for example, kishodam misupok im lischar maso matan zoi mas matanachar. For example, a person's not sure what to invest in, whether to go this path or that path. Ki hu ein yodei beizem asumat niyarviach. He doesn't know which one is going to succeed, which one is going to generate the profit. Hine im ein kavanosei l'shamayim. If this person's intentions have nothing to do with Hashem, if his reason for wanting to make money is simply to be able to buy another car, a bigger house, more land, more money, more expensive furniture, more expensive food, be'eze oifen she'yeh raloi. Whichever choice he'll make, it's going to fail. It's going to be a failure, meaning, ki afilu miyarviach. Because even if he will make money, you think he's going to be happy? He's going to be more unhappy. The Gemara says, yesh loimono rotze mosayim. A person who doesn't believe in Hashem, a person whose goal is not l'shem shamayim, when he has 100,000, he feels he's missing 200,000. That if he'll have 200,000, his minus is 200,000. When he has 100 million, His minus is bigger. His minus is 200 million. It's not that he closed the gap in any way. And we see this. We see this in real life. We see people who are going on this path. If their purpose, if their intention is not l'shem shamayim, you would think, it seems so obvious that if the more he has three homes, now he's going to be a real happy person. He's not. He's a grouch. He's a killer. He's you know, tough and difficult and unhappy and dissatisfied. Why? Because as long as it's not l'shem shamayim, whether he makes money or loses money, he lost in both cases. If he lost money, he lost, and if he made money, he lost. Because it didn't make him any fuller. It made him hungrier. It's like a person drinking salt water. Drink another cup, get thirstier. Another cup, more thirsty. What's going to be the goal of that money? How's he going to use it? It's like Koheles writes, his whole life is anger and suffering. The more he has, the more worried. It says in the Mishnah, more worries. Worries is ulcers. Worries is sickness. These people end up in the hospital. The person would have had it. It would have been so much better having one home than six homes. It seemed to him that if he had a house here, a house there, it'll be great. It's not true. Sometimes it's much worse. The person's scatterbrained. He's always he has six times the amount of worries as another person. The other guy comes home. He's at home. He's not thinking, what about my other home? What about this? And him, wherever he is, he's never settled. He's always that unsettled feeling if he's not connected to Hashem the right way. He's going to pass away naked. He's not, with all his struggle and effort, he's not going to accomplish anything. He's not closing the gap whatsoever. And the way he came into this world without anything, he's going to leave the world the same way. What benefit is there for him to struggle and kill himself? Because these things do not accompany a person when he leaves. Not gold, not silver, not precious stones, not diamonds. That's the only thing, the suitcases. Person's going on a trip. Everybody knows you go on a trip, you have to take a suitcase with you. The suitcases a person takes to leave this world are mitzvos and ma'asim tovim. Nimtza mi she'enoi mechavim b'shvil Hashem Yisborach. So therefore, a person who doesn't guide his life, he doesn't conduct his life, where his intentions are purely for Hashem, what Hashem wants, ein shum etza mo'eloi. No etza will help him. Because again, even if somebody gives him an etza how to make another $50 million, it's not going to improve, it's not going to better his life whatsoever. Very possible it's going to make his life more difficult, worse. But when the person's intentions are for that goal, the real goal, which is olam haba, which is closeness to Hashem, azai kol hadrochim toiv mlefonav, then all choices are good for him. As the Gemara says, Echod hamarbe, ve'echod hamamit, ubilvad shi'chavin libo l'shem shamayim. That if a person is kavanaz l'shem shamayim, whether he has more or less, he's just as happy. It doesn't move a hair on his head. He made $1,000, he lost $1,000, he's not more happy or less. What am I, you crazy? My happiness is going to be decided by money, by gashmiut. If I had a steak, a bigger steak or a smaller steak, if the restaurant, they burnt the food, all shtuyot shebishtuyot. My goal is to serve Hashem. If I can make a bracha, you know, the things that I need are not dependent on any physical things. They tell a story about Rabbi Natan Zal, that the one who wrote this sefer, that he was raised in a very wealthy family. His father and partners, they owned three department stores, like gigantic stores, one in Odessa, one in three different cities. And he was raised very, very wealthy. And then later on, a few years after he got married, he lost money and everything, became poor. And at one point, it was Erev Pesach, and he didn't have what he needed for Pesach. And when he left for shul, his wife gave him a mishaber. What are we going to do? What are you waiting for? What? And he came into shul like a little bit broken. You know, sometimes we're all human beings, And sometimes a person gets it hard enough, no matter how smart he is, no matter how strong he is, it affects him. So his students said they saw him come into shul and they saw he looked different. He wasn't his usual perky self and everything. And he started, he put on the talit and the tefillin and everything, and he saw him starting to daven and getting stronger, like an engine revving itself up. And by the end of the tefillah already, he was flying. He was strong, praying with full power, coming on everything. And they saw at the end of the tefillah, you would look at this person, you would say, there's nothing in his world that's lacking. He has everything he could possibly want in life. And this student who was closest to him, Rav Nachman Tolchina, knew that nothing changed. Nobody gave him a check in the middle of the davening or anything. Sure enough, an hour or two later after the tefillah, what happened was one of his students who was close to him had left home on a business trip, and he was passing through a city where they had a big market day. And he thought to himself, I wonder if Rabbi Natanzal has what he needs for Pesach and everything. So he had a big, gigantic wagon. He had the guy put on sacks of potatoes and on all kinds of vegetables and eggs, all the things he would need for the holiday. And he was passing through the city of Breslov, you know. So he stopped off at Rabbi Natanzal's house and he unloaded everything. So this student was with Rabbi Natanzal at the time, and he said, I looked at him, I watched his face, and I saw there was no change at all on his face from after the praying in the morning to when he got the things. Meaning, once he had connected to Hashem, his problem was solved. Whether he saw the physical thing in front of him or not, that was secondary. Yeah, potato, no potato, more potato. Nothing. If I was able to ask Hashem for what I need, if I was able to make sure that I had the proper connected to Hashem, nothing in the physical world could throw me off my horse, could get me angry, upset, worried. He didn't have that problem. He had no nechosim. No. What's my daga? Hashem, what's my security? One person's security is how much he has in the bank. Another person's my security. That's my security. The bank is here today, gone tomorrow. Guy goes and blows up. And again, once upon a time, you would say this, they would say, put him in the hospital. He's crazy. What kind of nuts? Bank closed? Whoever, can't be. Can be. Merrill Lynch, people say, on the American money, they write, in God we trust. Who's the G-O-D? The G-O-D is the money. That's the G-O-D. They put their trust in this. So a person put his trust in this, one day wakes up and it went away. His God went away. But a person whose trust is really, really in Hashem, then he is secure no matter what. He's never, you know, nothing can harm him in any way. Chas v'shalom. He's connected to this achdus. So we said, Echot amarbe ve'echot amamit ubelvad shi'echav en libo l'shamayim. V'gam zoyche le'etza shleima. This person zoyche to perfection of etza. Shenim shachelach mimekor etzas, which comes from the source of etza, which is Hashem. Mikoidem habriya. He's drawing his etza from what was before creation. Mibchinas hatachlis, from the ultimate. Shehi shleirish kol etzos. Ki ikar ho etzo hu bishvil hatachlis. Because the real advice, when a person says, I want, again, if I had an opportunity to ask a question to the smartest person in the world, what would I ask him? Would I ask him, how could I make $100 million? Would I ask him, what's the secret of being healthy? What question would I ask? Rav Nosson says, the most important etzo is the tachlis. How do I get to the finish line? How do I get to olam haba? V'alkein hatachlis o achroin, and that's why that final goal, that's the real source and root of all true advice, of all proper advice. And this is why the Torah is called the 613 pieces of advice of the Torah. Ki Moshe Rabbeinu al yidei shedibek atzmoy l'Hashem yisborach. Moshe Rabbeinu, through the fact that he attached himself to Hashem, at shezocho lashasig es hatachlis ha'achroim, to the point where he was zeche to achieve the highest level understanding of Hashem, of Olam Haba. Aydeze zocho lekapel mi'Hashem yisborach kol ha'toyra kula. Because he made the deepest connection to Hashem, he was zeche to receive the entire book of Eitzot, the entire Torah. Shu tayag iten hakdoshim doiraisa, the 613 advices of the Torah. Ki zocho lekapel kol ha'etzos hakdoshim, he was able to receive all the proper advice, sherak al yodam levad masigin es hatachlis amiti, whereby it's only by a Jew studying and following, practicing that advice, the advice of the Torah, is he zoche to achieve the ultimate goal, the final success, complete success. Shehu hatachlis achrayin, shehu shiashu olam haba, which is the pleasure of olam haba. Avul ho'akum, whereas the idol worshippers, those people who don't believe in Hashem at all, shelo zochu lekabel es haTorah, they were not zochet to accept the Torah. The Torah was offered to them. They rejected it. They refused it. Nemar bohem, about them, the pasuk says, utzu etza v'sufar. They tried to come up with advice. They tried to make all kinds of plans how to destroy the Jewish people, all kinds of v'sufar. But in the end, their advice gets pushed aside. Hashem is mefrit. Hashem nullifies it. Hashem hefir atzas goyim. Hashem pushes aside, annuls the advice of the goyim, their plans and their etzot. Ki ein lohem shum etza me'achar shekruchim achar ha'olam hazeh ve'ein mechavnim b'shvil atachlis. Because of the fact that they are limited to this physical world, their life is based purely on physicality, on gashmius, they have no connection to the tachlis, to olam haba, to kodem abriya, to kuloy toiv, that place of kuloy toiv.